The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I don't know if you're like me. I sometimes have trouble with opening pill bottles, especially the complicated ones. Do you remember years ago, shortly after the Tylenol, not just scare, but where somebody had tampered with Tylenol on a shelf and put in poison in it. So Johnson & Johnson made some real super-de-duper ways to tamper-proof them in the stores and also at home. And I still have one of those containers right here in my hand, actually. And you have to line up the bump on the bottle with the bump on the lid, and then if you push, you can get it open. And you can get things out. But you got to get it just right. Or they've gotten more sophisticated with things since then. And now they have pill bottles with the child-proof lid, where if you just spin it, if a child just spins it, he can't open it. But you got to push down on the lid and then turn. And then you can get it open. Or you can do like I do. I have a bottle of Tylenol here, and it has just a simple lid on it with bumps on it, so it's really easy to grip, and it just turn it open. And whenever I get this bottle empty and I buy new, I pour the new ones back into the old bottle with that lid. Because opening, well, when you need things, you got to get them. It came up because just about a week or so ago in church, there was a reading that talks about opening. It's from Mark chapter 7, verses 32 and 37. Some people brought to Jesus a man who was deaf and who could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." With this, the man's ears were opened and his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. What the people wanted was for Jesus to open the man's ears and mouth. But they didn't have the ability. It would be like taking one of these bottles, like the childproof bottle, and lid, and setting it in front of a child who kind of spins it. Or if you put it in front of somebody who was maybe from some foreign country, the back jungle of Africa. They'd never seen a bottle before. They wouldn't even know what to do or how that the lid even opens and turns, let alone that childproof lid where you got to push. And that's how we are in life. We don't have the ability to do things many times. But Jesus, being not only man, but God, he has not only the ability, but the power and the strength to do it. We know that he does that because, well, he died on the cross, but he rose, he opened the grave from the inside out, rolling the stone away and coming out. And so Jesus has that ability. And that's why these people brought the man to him. You might wonder, why did Jesus touch his ears and mouth? Well, being deaf, the man couldn't hear what Jesus was going to say, that he was going to bless him. So he touched his ears and his tongue to say, this is what I'm kind of to communicate, this is what I'm going to deal with. He spit on the ground, so that the man could see Jesus' lips and know that he's going to be about his mouth. Now, whether he heard the word Ephphatha, which means be opened, I think it's in Aramaic, I have no idea. But it happened. As soon as Jesus said it, the man's ears were open and his mouth was free to speak. Two miracles there. Both the miracle to hear and the mouth be, actually probably four miracles. Not only the miracle to hear, but then to understand words. Not only the ability to speak plainly like I am to you, but to even know what to say, how to say it. So there's multiple levels here. And that's what Jesus does for you and me. He opens things that we are not able, like maybe our hearts. Sometimes our hearts have anger and frustration, guilt, worry, doubt, fear. And we can be so gripped with these things and that it locks us down. I heard a story, this is years ago that it happened. I just heard the story recently again about how in one of the blackouts on the East Coast, I think it was in the early 2000s, around 2003, a man was in an elevator in one of the skyscrapers in New York. And when the outage came, boom, it just stopped between floors. He tried to open the doors. He couldn't press buttons. He couldn't do anything. And he was in there for hours. And boy, did he feel trapped, scared, and alone. But when all of a sudden he heard feet on the top of the elevator and a man opening the escape hatch at the top saying, "I'm here to rescue you," must have been a flood of relief for him. But his freedom didn't happen right away. He had to be pulled up out of there, and then the man had to be put onto a harness and then be pulled up many floors to safety. And so even as the man was out of the elevator, he was then in the dark elevator shaft being lifted up with the harness. I think sometimes that's the way it is with you and me. We pray and ask God for his help, and we want him to open our hearts to be free from things. Doesn't happen right away. Sometimes it might even seem to get worse. But when we talk to God, we know he's there. When we talk to God, we know he cares. And when we talk to God, Jesus, we know that he will do the best for us. And he can open our hearts. He can take away the fear and the guilt and give us peace that surpasses understanding. First and foremost, to know that God is with us, but then also to help us in our daily lives. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you have the ability and the power, the strength to open up anything and everything, like the door of death and then our closed hearts. Lord, flood us with your love and compassion. Open our hearts that we might believe and trust in you and receive your blessings, especially as we have fear and doubt and guilt. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.